Thanks, Rick, and hello, everyone. I'm certainly privileged to be able to do this workshop today. It's a little different format from what I have used before in that it's all audio and I can't see my audience, and I regret that I can't see your smiling faces or your faces of disagreement, as the case may be. But I trust that in the question and answer period, if you have any disagreements or questions or whatever, you can let me know what they are. As implied by the title of this workshop, it is intended for managers at all levels. Sometimes folks think that management is only the role of the administrator, the person who's at the head of the organization. But in reality, management occurs at all levels of the organization. There are many managers, whether they're called supervisors or whether they're called administrators or whether they're called managers or directors or whatever the title may be. And whatever their position title, they need to be able to employ various administrative principles to carry out these roles. And this is true in secular agencies and church-related agencies as well. But for social workers who are Christians and are managing, whether that agency is a secular agency or a church-related agency, managers such as this should be able to apply administrative principles that reflect their Christian faith, in my opinion. And certainly, if you are in a management position and you're carrying out your management functions, and in doing so, this is in conflict with what you believe as a Christian, this is a great deal of stress for you. So I hope that we can today identify not only various principles of management from the literature and from hopefully from experience, but also that we can talk about how these are reflective of what we believe as Christians. So Rick mentioned the experience that I've had, and I'll be drawing upon this experience in my presentation today and drawing upon some of the literature. But I do want to stress up front, if you try to follow the what you are sent, the topics to be covered, you're going to go crazy, because these are topics to be covered but not an outline that I will actually follow. I tried to put together something that would follow this outline, but it just didn't work. The approach that I'm going to use is to present a number of maxims or rules or principles of management in order. And in doing so, I want to try to integrate all the content that are covered by these topics: the theoretical frameworks, organization and environment, leadership styles, exercising authority, and so forth. You see them on the screen or on the material that you were sent earlier. I promise you, we will cover all of these, but it will not be in a 1, 2, 3, 4 outline fashion. That just doesn't suit the approach that I want to use in this presentation. With that said, let me begin with the first maxim for managers, and that is, number one, recognize that you as a manager set the tone at the top of that organization or at the level at which you function as manager. This is really like a fact of nature. If you see herds of animals, there's a leader, and the others follow the example of the leader. Certainly true in families. The tone that is set by the leader of the family, be that the father, the mother, or whoever, the tone will influence the way the others react and the way they feel, the way they respond. And it's certainly true in social groups. All of us have been members of social groups that are affirming and uplifting. And unfortunately, we've been members of social groups that are negative, social groups that reflect the tone of a negative leader. So the person at the top of the organization, in my opinion, sets the tone for everything that happens from his or her level down. And again, if you're the manager at a mid-level position, you reflect a certain tone, a certain attitude, a certain philosophy, and that affects the people who work beneath you in the supervisory scheme.